IVM. Hi everybody, welcome to the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I must say, I had such a great time putting together season 1 for you. It showcased my strengths, weaknesses, routines, regimes, hacks with some of the best people I know. I've been wanting to come back to the IVM studio to record something super fresh, interesting, exciting, and something twice as energetic. So drum roll please, because I present to you the season 2 of the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I know consistency is a huge pitfall in your physical and mental resilience, and that's why I present to you the Tabata Tuesdays and Thriving Thursdays. In this monsoon season, or any season for that matter, I'm going to ensure that you get your weekly dose of a physical and mental boost in true kinetic living style. So for the next 13 weeks, Tabata Tuesdays will bring you a 4-minute workout that you can do anywhere. You don't need gym, you don't need props, just your body weight. And Thriving Thursdays is really close to my heart because it's going to be about cultivating a mindset that will elevate you from your daily survival mode to the thriving mode. Welcome to the Kinetic Living Tabata Tuesdays podcast, and this is me, Coach Urmi, for the 12th episode. We are here for the last exercise in your Stronger Torso series. This exercise is called Arc Planks, and this exercise targets your shoulders, obliques, and a little bit of your glutes. So are we ready? I'm going to explain this exercise. Make sure you have a plank width distance around you. So you're going to get down on your elbows. Make sure your shoulders are directly above your elbows and your body is in a plank position, so your butt is parallel to the ground. Now raise your hips up higher than parallel, and now you're going to drop your right side of the hip to the right side of the floor, and then from there lift it up back to the center, slightly higher than parallel, and then swivel the hips to the left side, and you're going to keep drawing an arc with your hips from side to side while grounding those elbows down. Make sure your elbows don't lift up when you go from side to side. You should feel this again, as I said, in your shoulders and mainly in your obliques with a little bit of activation in your glutes. So are we ready? We are going to do this for 20 seconds on and 10 seconds off for 8 sets. I'm ready for you. So get in position. 5, 4 and 3, 2, 1, go. Exhale as you come up to the center, inhale as you go down, or you can do the reverse breathing, but make sure you do not hold your breath. Keep going, make sure you're not arching your lower back. Breathe out and relax. Drop your knees to the floor. Make sure you're not feeling the strain in your lower back or your neck. And 3, 2, 1, go. Shoulders are directly above the elbows. Chin is tucked in. Look at your wrists. Don't look in front. Breathe out and breathe out. Make sure you're dropping the hips considerably. And 3, 2, 1, relax. I hope you're using your breath. And 3, 2, 1, go. Make sure your legs are straight. Your feet will drop from one side to the other. Keep adjusting the distance between the hands and feet to make it more in a plank position. Don't let your feet slide backwards. And breathe out. Breathe out. And break. I hope you're feeling this in your shoulders and abs. And 3, 2, 1, lift. Breathe out to going to the side. Breathe out to come back up. Exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale. Ground those elbows down. Keep adjusting those feet. And relax. You got this. and go. This is really good for your torso, working your shoulders, and as a great finisher to an upper body workout as well. Keep breathing, breathe out, breathe out. Try to increase the range by going lower to the ground and relax. You're doing great so far. I know it's a little challenging. And 3, 2, 1, go. In order to make it easier, you can just hold the plank position, or you can do this slightly faster and at with a greater range. And that's how you make it harder. You got this. Let's go. Keep breathing. Lift those knees up if you've dropped them down. And 3, 2, 1, break. This is the second last round. You got this. And 3, 2, 1, go. Going lower. Breathe. Give it your best. You're gonna get the rest in the next few seconds. Breathe out. Breathe out. Make sure you're pulling the navel into the spine. 3, 2, 1, relax. Give it your best. This is the last one. 3, 2, 1, go. Make sure you're pushing your shoulders away from the ground. Try not to sink between the shoulder blades and look at your wrists. Not in front. 9, 8, tighten those glutes. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and relax. And that was the end of the 8th round. You've done a fabulous job. Make sure you're tucking your knees into the chest by lying down on your back to stretch your lower back a little bit. And then you can come up. Congratulations. This was the last exercise in this series. And I'm sure if you do these exercises regularly, you're on your way for shoulders strong as boulders and a chiseled torso. Stay tuned for the next week's episode, which is a surprise one for you. Until then, stay kinetic.